Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots. And the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
I gave my heart and soul.
12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on seven continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. And now it's time to talk NBA basketball. NBA basketball. The playoffs right now between the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. We are playing in the middle of the playoffs. Yes, we're playing in the middle of the playoffs, and we're getting ready to play game number five. Game one was won by the Boston Celtics, and they were playing in Boston. And game two was won by the Golden State Warriors, and they were still playing in Boston. Then game three, they moved to Golden State, and Boston won game three. And game four was in Golden State, and Golden State Warriors won game four. So now the series is tied 2 games to 2 games. With the best of seven, and the next games are going to be played in Boston. The next two games will be played in Boston, and then game seven will be played in Golden State. So that's the way it looks right now. It's a tied series. It's 2 games to 2 games, so they're both tied at 2 games or 4 games have been played in the series, and each one has won 2 games. So it's a tie, 2 games to 2 games, and it's the best of seven. So the winner of the next 2 games will be the NBA champion. So that's what we're waiting to see, who's going to win game number five and game number six. And if it has to go to game seven, we'll wait on game seven to see who's going to be the new NBA world champion. All right. Well, the next game, DJ Papa D, can you tell us when game five is going to be played? Do you have an idea of when game five? I thought it was going to be played yesterday, but they didn't play it on Sunday. So it must be like Tuesday or Wednesday this week, as they had to have a couple of days of travel time.
So game five is tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern
time. Game five is tonight. All right, and they're playing in Boston tonight.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, okay. They just played two games in Golden State in California. So game five will be in Boston, and hopefully the Boston Celtics won't win game five. They've been winning all the games at home, so I'm hoping that Golden State can win in Boston, and they'll have to go to game six and then game seven. Hopefully game six will, game five will be Golden State to win, and game six, Golden State to win, and the series will be over with the Golden State Warriors as the world champion. But I'm just giving wishful thinking here. I'm hoping that Golden State wins the NBA Finals. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. They've been trading off one game for one game, and then the second game is a trade-off for the other team. So I don't know what's going to happen if they keep going game for game for game for game. Then it's going to be game seven that will decide the world champion. So that's G-Money Sports Report for right now. All right. Well, I don't have any news to talk about right now. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the show in a minute.
And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, so you need to come check me out.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right. And I did it real big. And then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall. And then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care. Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar. And I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star.
Come on now.
And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson.
Come on
now. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio. And I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know?
Come on now.
You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show, cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud.
Come on now.
So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight, and I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home, and I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
G Money. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an international internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you. There was an artist that was walking through the mall, and he saw the manager of an art gallery where he had some paintings in his art gallery. And he asked the manager, he said, has anybody asked about my paintings? And the manager said, well, yes, there was a man that came in and asked about your painting. And the guy said, really? What did he ask? What did he say? He asked me if your paintings would go up in value after you die. And I told him, of course they will, that they'll be worth a lot more money after you're dead. And he bought a bunch of paintings. And the guy was like, oh, that's good. He said, who was he? And the manager said, I think he was your doctor. I'm G Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, well, now it's time for me to share another story with you. It's one of the stories about something that happened in my lifetime. So sit back, put your head back, put your feet up, get you a cold drink, and get some popcorn or some chips, and sit back and munch while you listen to my story as I recorded a real interesting story for you. It may not be dramatic. It may be scary. It may be entertaining, but it will be an entertaining story. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for their entertainment pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Finish my lunch, and I'm sitting around the office, and I'm wondering, you know, what else do I have to do? And they come to me, and they say, well, we only got a little more work to do in the office, but it's almost 2 o'clock, and you're off at 2, because we paid you for 8 hours, so we'll be giving you a check for about $40. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I finish my lunch, and I'm sitting around just waiting to get paid. And they give me a check, and they tell me I can go to Sahara Casino on Sahara Boulevard, and I can cash my check. And I go, okay. And I walk up to Sahara, which is about a mile away from Labor Ready, but I walk all the way up to Sahara, and I go in the casino, and I go to the bar, and I tell them I want to cash my check. And they said, sure, no problem. We cash checks here. In fact, for cashing your check here, we'll give you a free drink. And I'm like, oh, I'm with that all day long. I'll take a free drink. So they give me a free drink, and I'm drinking my drink. And after I cash my check, now I got $40 in my pocket. And I'm like, hey, this is all right. So I take $5 and put it in the machine at the bar, and I'm playing the gaming machine. And I really don't play these machines too much. So I really don't know the strategies of all of these machines, especially the ones that are around the bar. Unless it's Keno or Bingo, I don't really know what I'm doing. So I'm just pushing buttons. I'm playing like 25 cents a hand, and I'm playing. And I'm talking to the bartender,
because she's not really busy. It's not really a crowd in the casino right now. It's the middle of the day, but most of the people are at work, and there aren't a lot of people just hanging out in the casino. So I'm sitting up there, and I'm talking to the bartender, and we're just shooting the breeze, you know. I'm talking to her, and since I'm playing on the gaming machine, I get free drinks while I'm playing. So I get a couple more drinks, and I'm drinking, and I'm playing, and I'm only playing one quarter at a time. So I'm trying to make the game last as long as possible, because after all, as long as I'm playing, I can drink for free. And I'm drinking, and I'm playing, and some more ladies come and sit next to the bar, and they order drinks, and I'm talking to them, and I find out they're from out of town. They're here on vacation. And I'm like, hey, that sounds good. What's happening? Where are you from? And they tell me they're from Kansas. And I say, where Dorothy's from? Well, from the Wizard of Oz? You're from Kansas? And they laugh. They think I'm funny. And I tell them, well, I'm a comedian. So, you know, if you think I'm funny, you ain't heard nothing yet. I got jokes for you. And they go, oh, really? You're funny. I say, yes, ma'am, that's what I do here for a living. Although right now I'm just working temporary service down at Labor Ready. So, you know, I came down here to cash my check. But I got a little money. I'm just enjoying life and enjoying the casino. And we sit up and we talk. And they tell me all about Kansas. And I'm like, well, they got the Kansas City Royals, the baseball team. I know about them. And they got the Kansas City Chiefs football team, and I know about them. And they got some Kansas City team in basketball, but I don't know who they are because I'm a Lakers fan. So that's all I know is that, you know, I follow the Lakers. I don't know anything about any basketball teams except for the Lakers. So I'm sitting up there and I'm talking with the ladies. And they're really fascinated with me. They think I'm really nice. And we hang out. And then we go into the casino and they got a band playing. So we go sit and listen to the band. And I'm listening to the band play, and the band is playing a lot of R&B. So I'm listening, and they're playing pretty good. So I'm really excited about listening to the band because, you know, I'm a promoter. So I got my eyes always on the band because I always want to be able to find a good band that I can book in concert somewhere where I can make some money off the band. So that's what I'm doing. I'm looking and I'm investigating and I'm checking the band out, and the band is playing and we're having a good time. I'm listening to the band, and even the girls decide they want me to get up and dance. Well, I do that too. I'm a dancer. So I get up with a couple of the ladies that are here on vacation, and I'm dancing with them. And then I find out it's like 12 or 15 of them. And they all come in, and, you know, some of them are outside because they said they brought their kids with them, and their kids are outside at the water park. The Sahara Casino has a big water park with giant slides, and they're on the outside. So the kids are at the pool, swimming in the pool and sliding on the giant slides and stuff. So I'm sitting up with the mothers, and I'm having a good time. I'm talking, and we're dancing, and we're having a good time. And we go to the slot machine because the band is on the main floor. so we can sit in on the main floor and we can listen to the band and we can play on the slot machine. So I'm with a lot of the ladies and they're playing the slot machines and I'm playing on one of the machines with the ladies. And as long as I'm playing, I'm drinking. That's right. Because when you're playing, you can drink in Vegas. So I'm getting free drinks. And I'm talking to the waitresses that are coming and bringing us our drinks. I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying myself. I'm talking to the women. I'm having a great time. And plus, we're listening to the band. And the band is playing really good music. I'm really impressed with the music that they're playing. And so we're playing on the slot machines and we're drinking and we're talking and everything is good. We're having a good time. And I'm drinking and I keep switching up my drinks because I started off drinking wine and then I switched it up and now I'm drinking Bacardi and Coke. And then I switch up, and I'm drinking 151 and Coke. So I'm starting to get a little buzz. But I'm feeling good, so I keep playing, and I'm still drinking. And we're having a good time. And I'm listening to the music that's playing, and everything is great. We're having a great time. And one of the ladies tells me, that she has to go outside and check on the kids. So I go, okay, I'll talk to you in a little bit. And she says, I don't want you to leave. I want to talk to you some more. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting in there listening to the band, and I got nothing else to do today. I'm off of work, so I'm just hanging out. And since you ladies are being real nice to me, I'm going to sit here and entertain you. And we do that. I'm sitting and having a good time.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
You've got a love that's really real.
we have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain. And I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth-building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth-building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have another joke story that I want to share with you right now. There was a man that was married to this woman, and she was pregnant, and he was really excited about her having his first baby, and he was really, really taking care of his wife and making sure that she was happy and everything was going good during her pregnancy. And when she had the baby, she had a boy, except the boy only had a head. He didn't have any arms. He didn't have any body. He didn't have any legs. It was just the head. But the man loved the baby anyway, and he treated the baby with the utmost respect, and he took him everywhere he went. When he went shopping, he took the head with him. When he took him to baseball games, he took the head with him. He went to football games, he took the head with him. So he took the head with him everywhere he went, and he treated it like it was a regular baby. And when he turned 21, he took him to a bar to have his first drink. And he walked into the bar and put the head on the bar counter and told the bartender, "I want to buy a drink for my son. Today is his birthday, and I want him to have his first beer." And the bartender said, "Okay." And he fixed him a glass of beer and put it down in front of the head. And the father took the beer and held it up to the little boy's mouth. And the boy took a couple of sips and swallowed the beer. And then his arms popped out, pop, pop, and everybody in the bar was like excited. They were like, "Oh my God, that's a miracle." And his daddy started praising God. He started giving God all the glory, and he was like, "Wow, that was amazing." So then he took the glass and he gave his son a couple more drinks. And his body popped out, and everybody in the bar was cheering, and they were clapping, and they were raising their hands, and they were cheering God, and they were saying, "Give God the glory," and they were saying, "Take another drink, take another drink, take another drink." So the man put the drink up to his son's lips again, and he took another drink, and his legs popped out. So now the man is standing in front of the bar next to his daddy, and he's taking another drink, and the bar is saying, "Take another drink, take another drink," and they're clapping and applauding, and they're saying, "This is a miracle. God's blessing you. This is a miracle." And the man is like giving God all the grace, all the praise and the glory. He's like, "Oh, this is fantastic. Oh, my baby's being blessed. And he's going to have a regular life because he has a regular body now." And the boy drank another cup of beer. And then he started walking around in the bar, and he started stumbling over the tables. And he bounced into the wall, and he bounced against the wall, and he fell out, and he fell to the ground, and he got up, and he walked toward the door, and he fell into the door, and he fell out on the sidewalk in front of the bar. And then he got up, and he was stumbling while he was walking, and he fell in the middle of the street and got hit by a car and got killed. And the father was so upset, he was crying, and he was upset, and everybody in the bar was mourning the loss of his son, and they were singing church music to mourn the death of the son, and the man was mourning, and he was looking around, and he looked at the bartender, and the bartender was just cleaning a bunch of glasses, and he was whistling, and the man said, well, how come you're not mourning my son? Because my son has just died. And the bartender said, well, he should have quit while he was ahead. Oh, help, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Oh, that was a good one. Yep, that was a good one. All right. Well, now I want to direct everybody's attention to my social media platforms so they can look at the jokes that I recorded for their listening pleasure, and they can look at the music that I recorded, and they can listen to some rants and stories that I recorded for their listening pleasure. So if they go to TikTok, to the media platform TikTok, they can see G Money, the pimp comic, and the jokes that I recorded on TikTok. And then they can go to G Money, the pimp comic, to my Instagram page, and they can look up some songs and some rants and some stories that I talk about on Instagram. And then they can go to G Money, the Pimp Comics Twitter page, and they can look up some rants and some stories and some music that I recorded on Twitter. And then they can go to YouTube and go to G Money, the Pimp Comics YouTube page, and look up G Money, the Pimp Comic YouTube page, and they can listen to the jokes and the songs and the videos, the music videos that I put on YouTube for your listening pleasure. And you can listen to the rants and some of the stories and the shorts that I put on YouTube for your listening pleasure. And then you can go to G Money, the Pimp Comics, go to my SoundCloud page, and you can listen to the songs that I recorded for the music videos and the music that I recorded on SoundCloud for your listening pleasure. And once you finish with my social media platform, then you can go to my website, www.storytimewithgmoney.com, and you can pull up the first menu, which would be the radio show, blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. Yep, that's my radio show where I have over 800 radio shows that I've been recording and been on the radio for about 5 years. And I've recorded a lot of music, a lot of jokes, a lot of stories, and it's been entertainment for the whole family. And then you go down the menu to G Money's product list, and you can look up like 4 pages of over 200 products that G G-Money has available for you to purchase, and you can purchase it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. So you can look up all of the products, and you can buy them with the G, with the $3 sign. And they have everything from blankets to towels to glasses to shot glasses to beer mugs to hats to T-shirts to sweatsuits, all kind of stuff. Over 200 products that you can buy with the G with the $3 sign, which is my symbol. That's my brand. I'm G Money. And then you can go to the menu for my fan club, and you can sign up to be a member of my fan club, and you can put your name and your address and your phone number and put your birthday on the fan club when you sign up. And that way, when your birthday comes around, we can give you a shout-out on the radio, or I can give you a shout-out on my Facebook page. I can give you a shout-out because I recognize all of the fans that follow my radio show and follow my social media platform. So you can follow my fan club with all of the activities that we do on social media. And then you can go to my comedy album. You can pull up the stories on my comedy album, and you can buy the comedy album for about $20. I have about 200 comedy jokes and stories on my comedy album, and you can buy them and share them with your friends and your family under the comedy. And then you can go to the stories, the menu for the stories, and I have about 18 story albums for your listening pleasure, about an hour and a half of stories on each story album, where I have all kind of stories. I have dramatic stories, I have comedy stories, I have interesting stories. I have all kind of stories that will be entertaining for you and your family to be listening to stories that I tell about my life history. So I got about 20 comedy story albums that you can listen to the stories. And the story albums are $20 each. And then you can go to the music section, and I have 5 music albums, and I have 10 songs on each music album. So I have 50 songs that I recorded for your listening pleasure. I wrote all the lyrics for all of the songs that I've recorded for your listening pleasure. Now, the songs are available for you to listen to and share with your friends and your family, because I rock and roll with a whole lot of soul. I got R&B, I got hip-hop, I got country western, and I got rock and roll. Did I say rock and roll? R&B, hip-hop, and country. Yep, I got music to rock your soul, all kind of music to entertain you, to listen to with your family and your friends. And I got 10 songs on each album, and I have 5 albums full of songs, so that's 50 songs that you can listen to. Some of my songs are stories, but most of them is just rock and roll, R&B, and hip-hop music for your rocking and rolling pleasure, for you to get your groove on, for you to rock and roll with a whole lot of soul. And that's what you'll get if you listen to G Money, the Pimp Comic, because I'm a comedian, but I'm a rapper and a singer. I'm an entertainer all around. So you can listen to my music and hear the stories I tell in my music, and you can hear the situations that I talk about as I tell stories about my existence here in Las Vegas and stories of things that happened to me when I was in South Central L.A. and growing up in high school and in college. So there's songs that talk about all the different situations that I grew up in. And they'll be good for your listening pleasure. So that's 10 songs for each album. And I got 5 music albums. So that's 50 songs that you can listen to. And you can enjoy the music with your family and your friends. You can rock and roll with a whole lot of soul. Because that's how I do it. I'm G Money. I'm the ultimate entertainer. I'm a rapper, singer, songwriter, music producer. I do it all. And I'm putting music and stories and jokes together for your listening pleasure. So go to social media, share it with all of your friends so that they can enjoy everything that I put on social media for their listening pleasure. Because I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell some people so that we get a lot of people to follow my radio show. And we get a lot of people to follow my social media so that they can have a lot of entertainment with my entertainment on the social media that I recorded for your listening pleasure. All right. Well, I'm G Money, and back to the radio show. We'll be back for more in a minute.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit, and I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100, so it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school, and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I don't gangbang, I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dog?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central L.A., but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas, and if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me six tacos? Well, they charged me for six, because it should have been $5.16. They want to charge me $1.70. Did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries, and I got a drink, right? $5.19 is $7.19, so they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft tacos extra. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Mm-hmm. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Yes, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, now it's time for me to play another one of my favorite songs for your listening pleasure. So DJ, play Old School Slow, and then come back in the chat room and let me talk to you. And we'll be back for more of the show. I'm G Money and I'm here to say I rap.
on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, Big Five all day. I'm D-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the Blue Spot Blues Steppin' Crew. I'm D-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm D-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny like a black seal. I'm D-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm D-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm D-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm D-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody. Heard me?
In the neighborhood, we had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was the only child, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player, but he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
we have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and they can follow me. I'm the entertainer of the year. So you can follow my radio show and hear everything I'm talking about. I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome everybody to Gregory's story. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down, and I'll be back on the radio tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So before we go, I want to celebrate the birthdays that for everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on June 13th, 2022. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we need to celebrate for my fans and my friends that follow the radio show?
Yes, we do. Latonji Holland has a birthday today. Happy birthday to Latonji. Happy birthday to Ivy Jones. Happy birthday to Chris Hinton, who's 37 years old today. Happy birthday to Tara Reed and to Tanisha M. Barnes. Happy birthday to Tacoma S. G. Rowe, which I imagine is a chapter. Detrick Briscoe has a birthday today. Happy birthday to Walter H. Bowers III. LaShawn Winston has a birthday today. Happy birthday to Sean. Happy birthday to Tenjiri Thomas. Urita Pedro Juan, probably Juan Pedro Urita, has a birthday today. Steve Ross has a birthday. Happy birthday, Steve. Happy birthday to Lakeisha Devine. Destiny Green, happy birthday to Sharice Lynn. Day to Eugene Krim, who is 54 years old today. Kaylin Foster has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Kaylin. Drew Axel Keaton L has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Drew Axel Keaton L. Jennifer Vest has a birthday. And last but not least, Chanette Duplessis. Happy birthday to everyone on June 13th, 2022.
Well, all right. Celebrating the birthday today on June 13th, 2022. Happy birthday to all of you. May God bless you with the grace of the good Lord, and may you have everlasting life based behind the glory of our Lord and Savior. I want to give you a birthday present. I want to sing happy birthday to you, to wish you the best, and for you to have good luck today, tomorrow, and every day after. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. From now and forever, every day, may you have a good blessing from our Lord Jesus Christ, and may your graciousness be passed on to all of your friends and your family as they give you the grace and the blessings that our Lord has blessed you with. On your special day, may you live a long time and celebrate a lot of birthdays. All right, well, now it's time for us to pray. Let us pray. I'm G Money, Pastor G Money, and it's time for us to pray, to get away from this virus and this war in the Ukraine and get rid of some of the other drama that's going on in the United States of America. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.